Now to letters from the Evening News. There are just a couple of pieces of correspondence this week. Bus delays are becoming a nightmare, writes Joe Archer of Strumpshaw. Months ago, I queried who authorised roadworks at all sides of Norwich at the same time on a query via the website to the County Council. Reply came that there were none, but I learnt through your paper soon after that no one official on the relevant transport committees did authorise it. It was simply assumed. The roadworks create chaos, and combined with recent road closures, a trip to Norwich by car or bus is a pain, with Thorpe Road and St Stephen's in chaos. A member of my family needs to bus from 9 miles east of Norwich to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital for work. She is not able to drive, so public transport is her only option. The journey into Norwich and out of Norwich is now always delayed by the roadworks. Luckily, we have a train station 2 miles away from home. But someone, in their wisdom, has decided that the buses going to the train station no longer stop in Castle Meadow, where we wait to go home. So you have to walk to the railway station, navigating the roadworks on Riverside Road, or walk away from your Castle Meadow bus stop in the opposite direction, back to Debenhams. Clearly, people making these decisions do not actually use the buses themselves. Buses are generally for school kids and pensioners like me with time on their hands. Even with petrol going to sky-high prices, people will feel the need to use in an area like Norwich to get to work and home again. Who would willingly swap 20 minutes via the Southern Bypass in a car for 2 hours via Norwich City on a bus?
And a thank you from Graham Bergin of Norwich. I was cycling between Brundle and Postwick when I somehow lost control and took a very violent fall. It was immediately apparent that I had hurt myself quite badly. There was no traffic in sight, and I was wondering how long I was going to have to lie in the road. After a couple of minutes, a car did come along, and I was offered help. Fortunately, a pair of off-duty nurses then arrived, carried out a quick assessment of my injuries, and raised a top priority call with the ambulance service. Other folk were also on the scene, controlling traffic and offering drinks and blankets. A kind resident took my battered bicycle into secure storage. The ambulance service and all the departments which treated me at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital were absolutely brilliant. I'd sustained a shattered left elbow, a fractured left hip, and a huge amount of bruising and road rash. However, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital had me home in just under a week. It is apparent that I face a long haul back to fitness, but it could have been much worse. For now, I would like to express my gratitude to everyone who helped me at the scene. Sometimes, thank you doesn't seem enough.